whatever you want to call them, social networks. Cléard Dhul, excuse me, and Fiona Donovan from Mount Sackville here in Dublin have done a project on that very subject, and we asked them why.
We saw an article about it in Scientific American, and we thought it was interesting.
Are you regular subscribers to Scientific American?
Fiona's dad is.
That's quite handy then. So, in terms of your school, did you have any preconceived ideas then when you sat down and thought about this? Well, yeah, sure, everyone's clicky really, aren't they?
Yeah, we kind of thought that the primary school would affect the first year's friendships, but it didn't really.
Primary school is one signifier, if you like, of how white people would hang around together in secondary school. Musical tastes, yeah. I suppose activities as well. Give us a few of the examples.
Well, just music tastes in primary schools were the only thing we asked about, and we just included that in the chart, so.
Okay, and what about, what other reasons do people gang up together?
Like, about the sport that they play and where they live.
And how important was that? Was this just your own school that you looked at?
We looked at the first year and sixth year of Samara school.
So the people coming in and the people going out?
Yeah.
When you were looking at the sixers, did you look? You were in first year?
No.
Were you in a clique?
No, I wasn't. Of course I wasn't. I had a couple of friends, though. If that's the same thing, I'm just trying to figure out if it is. There's a piece there, because you've got all the charts up, which look very, very technical, but also you have the conclusions there. And one of the conclusions is, in first year, there is more variation in degree. Quite a few girls were chosen as friends by nobody, while some girls were chosen as a friend by 9 other girls. Could you explain that?
It's just about, like, popularity, I suppose.
Did you ever find out exactly what it is that makes somebody popular?
No.
Was there anything in particular about the girls that were chosen as a friend by nobody?
No, there wasn't really. Some of them, like, just had friends and they weren't actually in the school. And I suppose that's basically why.
What was the most striking kind of fact that you came up with in your conclusions?
They were both very alike, the first years and the 6 years. Which we thought they'd be very different from the age gap, but their friends were, like, nearly the same.
Yes, and the social networks there. And that's the name of that project by Cláird Dhul and Fiona O'Donovan from Mount Sackville.